Now, the story of one immigrant, a Jordanian, who took on the FBI and federal immigration officials and won. His name is Zuhair Maud. He lives near Denver. He's one of 200,000 people applying for citizenship who have to wait for the FBI to finish something called a name check. That these security checks seem to take forever. But in Zar Maud's case, a judge has ordered the government move faster. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Denver.
The first thing you notice about Zuhair Maud is his cane. He's blind. He earns a living making computers more accessible for people who can't see. The second thing you notice is his wit.
As I like to say, it was blindingly obvious to me that I have a solid case. No pun intended.
Maud came to the U.S. from Jordan as a college student when he was 17. He's 33 now. In 2004, he applied for citizenship and completed all the requirements, but was told the FBI hadn't finished the name check. Essentially, the Bureau, on behalf of immigration officials, checks someone's name against a huge database of people involved in FBI investigations, not only suspects, but also witnesses and victims. Most names are cleared in a short time because they aren't in the database, but when there's a match, an analyst has to do some legwork to make sure the person hasn't done anything wrong. Maud learned it could take years before the agency gets to him because of a huge backlog. He was disappointed, but says he made a decision.
I am not going to sit here and just wait and wait and wait and complain and say I am being mistreated. The government is terrible, the government is not treating us right, and play the victim. I don't think the founding fathers would have started this country if they did that. They would have probably stayed in England.
Maud did some legal research and found the government is supposed to complete the citizenship process within 4 months. He's waited more than 2 years already. Maud drew up his own legal papers and took the FBI and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to court.
It was a straightforward 2-page complaint.
After a few filings back and forth, the federal district judge ruled in Maud's favor and instructed the FBI to finish its name check within 45 days.
We really do understand that on the other side of every name is a person's life that could be put on hold.
Mike Cannon is the section chief for the FBI's National Name Check Program. He says prompt service isn't the Bureau's only goal.
We do our best to balance that with our mission to ensure that we provide the right information at the right time to our customers so they can make the right decisions to ensure the safety of our country.
Cannon says the workload has increased substantially since 9/11. The program is fee-based, and those fees haven't gone up in more than 10 years. The FBI plans to raise them next fall so it can hire more people and invest in software that will speed up the checks. In the meantime, Customs and Immigration Services has found a way to avoid future legal decisions like the one in Zuhair Maud's case. The agency won't begin the citizenship process until a name check comes back. That means the 4-month clock will start much later, but effectively, applicants will have to wait just as long as before. Cecilia Wong calls that an end run around the law. She's an immigration attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union.
If indeed someone does pose a national security risk, we should keep in mind that these are people who have been living here in the U.S. with green cards for at least 5 years. And so it doesn't make sense that delay is going to protect us from any national security threats.
You're probably wondering if people from certain ethnic backgrounds are being targeted. Wong says she doesn't see evidence of discrimination. She says most of the people caught up in the backlog come from places where names have to be transliterated, such as Eastern Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. Even so, she says the government should be doing these checks much faster than it is. Meantime, Zuhair Maud says he now has one more thing to prove that he's earned the right to be a U.S. citizen.
I've sued. This is as American as it gets.
Maud says he hopes to hand over his green card and pick up his citizenship papers any day now. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.